could lift you up. I could show you what you wanna see and take you where you wanna be.
Get in here and give us your perspective. We're listening. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus.
Welcome back live here with me, Ashley Burgess, on Perspectives in the house. We're back tonight. We're talking about dealing with holiday issues. And earlier in the hour, we started our discussion on, you know, how to really deal with the crowds and, you know, and deal with driving and doing all this stuff during the holiday season. You know, we also talked about in the last segment about really how to handle the holiday in a successful way. You know, if you're handling it and you're going on it alone, even if you weren't going through it alone, how to really, you know, do the right thing, but also how to really make some really cool memories that you won't ever forget. It's pretty cool stuff. You know, so now we're talking about the issue that a lot of people face. And yeah, it's, in perspective, it's kind of tiny. But for some people, it's not. You know, for some people, it's a big deal. And I understand, you know, every year we face the same question. How many... You know, I have too many parties to attend. You got people saying, I got too much stuff to do, too many parties to attend. I don't even know how to get there. There's not enough of me. I'm going to have to make some clones of myself because I can't go to all the parties. And then you have other people that are kind of sad because they haven't been invited to any parties. And they're wondering what's wrong with them. Like, why aren't they invited to holiday parties? You know, and I think most people fall into one or the other. I mean, some people are kind of in the middle, but I think most people kind of fall into one side or the other. And then sometimes people flip-flop. So one year, they might be going to every party and invited to everything. And then, you know, the next year, they don't have any invitations. And I think that can be kind of disturbing to people. It can upset them. And I think this is across the board. This isn't just a female issue. This is also a male issue. And I think that it's a human condition, either wanting to be invited, you know. And so I think if you haven't been invited this year and you feel like, you know, hey, where do my invitations go? I mean, what happened? I mean, what am I, chop liver? I mean, what's going on here? I think you don't want to take it personally. I think you really don't want to take it personally. I mean, you know, sometimes you're just like, kind of like, I can't believe, you know, you weren't invited to that. I mean, how do you feel?
But how can you not take it personally? I mean, if you were invited like last year, you know, why am I not invited this year? What happened between last year and this year?
True.
And yeah, I mean, I think he just hit it on the head. It's like you look in the mirror, like, what, everybody else gets to go? You know, what? Did I make somebody angry? You know, what did I do? You know.
So, what would be some of y'all's advice on not taking it personally? Just kind of over, just dealing with it, just getting past it, letting it go.
Well, I mean, it kind of depending on the situation, I guess. But you know, maybe you consider the source. Maybe the invitation you didn't get. It's like, well, you know, I'm having issues with that person anyway, so it's less stress in my life if I have to go deal with either that person or maybe some other people who will be there, you know?
I agree. I mean, my thing is, I was telling this to somebody, actually a friend of mine today, and I said, you know, you got to be careful what you wish for, because when you wish for something long enough and you work consistently to get it, no matter what it is, you will get it. And I'm saying that straight up. If you want somebody in your life and they could be the absolute worst person you could possibly have in your entire life, I mean, God bless them, you know, but it could actually ruin your entire life to have this person in your life. If you wish it and you want it bad enough, you're going to get them. Eventually, they're going to come around. It's like wanting to hang out with a certain group of people and, you know, oh, they don't have time for you. Oh, they kind of overlook you. And then all of a sudden, you kind of, you know, hang out with them. And then you kind of keep pushing and pushing and pushing and pushing. And finally, one day, they go, come on, come on, come on, you know, come on, hang out with us. And then you realize you just got something that you don't need. You don't want it. It's not good for you. So sometimes the invitation not given is maybe the best thing. The best thing that could have happened. You know, because pushing for it and wondering, as well as, you know, heck, you know, if they don't have you there, you know, the life of the party's not there. So, you know, let it go.
It's their loss. Yeah.
It's their loss, you know? You know, the second thing is when people tell you about parties that they're all going to.
They're bragging about it.
they are bragging about it. Yeah. Even if they say, oh, I just can't believe I had 9 parties yesterday and I got 7 tomorrow and I got 5 on Sunday. And I mean, it's like, okay. I mean, after a while you're thinking, do you really like count them all up? And you know, you had all this just right here to tell me about?
Yeah, like Dan does. You know, he comes in and, you know, just notches on his belt. You know, he's always saying, I've got this many parties to go to.
Got it,
and I'm
Dan.
Like, Dan,
yeah.
Come on, man.
Well, you know, can't help it.
Well, you know, you're popular, you know, but at the same point in time, when people are telling you that kind of stuff, don't see it as a personal problem. Don't see it that way. You have no idea. They could be going to see their bail bonds for a party. They could be going to see their lawyers for parties because they're all invited because they're spending so much money to stay out of jail. You don't know what parties they're going to. They're not telling you everything. You know, other than that, you know what? They're telling you that for a reason because it gives them meaning in their life, apparently. And it shouldn't be, your meaning shouldn't be derived by how many invitations you get. You know, the third thing is you always, you know, you really want to understand one thing. Are you really missing anything? I mean, that's something that I have to deal with. Is like, are you really missing something? Because sometimes, you know, you wonder, you're like, man, I bet it's the best party in the world. I bet that's just the best party. I bet the drinks are flowing. It's great. But, you know, probably normally when you hear about it later on, it wasn't the best party. You didn't miss anything, you know, and the people that were having the party, they didn't even show up. Whatever, you know, it is what it is.
So are you saying the grass is not necessarily greener on the other side?
Sometimes it's not even grass over there. Yeah. You know, sometimes it's just like spray painted concrete or, you know, some 2x4s or, you know, some sort of, you know, I don't know, some sort of light, you know, illumination type installation that makes you look like, you feel like it's grass. You know, also the biggest thing you can do, the biggest plan you can do is if you really want to go to all these parties, have your own party. If you want to go to parties, have a party, plan a party, have a party, have everybody go there. And guess what? You didn't miss anything and it's your party and you can invite whoever you want and you cannot invite whoever you want. And if people didn't invite you to their party, well, then you don't have to invite them to your party.
And it's your party, and you can cry if you want to. No. Okay.
Yeah, and you can cry if you want to, but you can do whatever you want. And I think that's the coolest thing, because if you feel like you're being left out or you feel like you're missing something, create something. Create it. Make it happen. And guess what? You're not missing anything. You're the center of the party. You're the center of attention. I mean, I don't have any problem with that. I think you should do it. You know, I really like that thing from Elf. That really cute little, I think all of us have seen Elf, and we're going to switch gears real quick, and we're about to start talking about if you are invited and you're just not happy.
So, on the cover above the title.
Does Santa know that you left the workshop?
You know, we're all laughing our heads off.
Did you have to borrow a reindeer to get down here?
Buddy, go back to the basement.
Hey.
I love that. So, you know, perspectives we're talking about now, we're switch gears, so for everybody that wasn't invited, have your own party, you know, really think about the source, you know, and remember you're not missing anything. But for everybody that is, and they're not happy, because a lot of people are always, you know, you hear them, oh, I'm invited to all these parties, I can't handle it. You know, the first thing you want to do is really pick the parties that you'll attend. You don't have to attend everything. I mean, you don't do it during the year. Why should you attend everything now?
You know, I think that's a great point, Ashley. I think some people attend get-togethers just because out of a sense of obligation. Well, you know, he or she invited me, so I better go, otherwise they'll be mad at me.
That's because you're friends with that person, and you've been friends with that person for a long time, and you don't want to, you know, like, let them down or hurt their feelings or whatever.
Right. And so then you go, well, okay, I'll spend so much time at this one, then so much time at this one, so much time at this one, and you're not really enjoying yourself. You're just kind of watching the clock.
Yeah, well, that's true. I mean, but, you know, you don't have, you know, the second, you don't have to do everything. You don't. And you know what? There's other people at the party. Unless they call you up and say specifically, Dan or Bill or Ashley, you're the only person I invited. So if you don't come, there's not going to be anybody there.
No pressure.
I mean, there's nobody there. So if you don't show up, it's just me by myself hanging out in my house. And I mean, in that case, yeah, you probably should go. But I mean, if it's a party, usually we kind of act like the world revolves around us. And sometimes, yes, if it's a very, very close friend and it is something you do every year, yeah, you probably should go. But otherwise, I think that people put too much worry behind it.
Yeah, I think that you can tell a friend or whoever doesn't invite you, you know what, I appreciate the invitation, thank you so much, I've already obligated to do, or I've got other plans already, or, you know, however you want to word it. But thank you so much. I mean, you definitely want to respond to the invitation.
And
just leave them hanging high and dry. That's kind of rude.
Well, yeah, out of respect, you want to be respectful.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean just, you know, being respectful doesn't mean that you have to go. But it does say, you know, hey, I can make it or I can't make it, you know. Don't leave them hanging. But you know, for the most part, I hate to say it, for the most part, guys, they won't even know you weren't there. I mean, there'll be some of y'all that obviously they'll say, hey, where were you? But for some people, you know, it's just they won't know because they're already stressed out. They got this big party, got all these people coming. It's the holidays. They're probably thinking so much about where they're going to go shopping and all the traffic they were in. So they're like all discombobulated, you know? You know, the last thing is that parties really aren't a life or death situation. So if you don't go, you don't go. If you don't want to go, you don't have to go. You know, I mean, the Earth is still going to continue its rotation around the sun. You know, it's still going to continue. Things are still going to happen. The plants are still going to grow. The grass is going to grow. The trees are going to grow.
The sun will come up tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is, you know. And I mean, it's just what it is. So, you know, you want to remember that people always want what they don't have a lot of times. And for every person that wishes they didn't have so many commitments in life, another person wishes they had those commitments. And I think for every person that's invited to a holiday party, there are others who weren't invited and wish they had been. You know, it's the yin-yang cycle. It's the positive-negative. And until you realize the grass isn't greener on the other side, you'll always be unhappy. You'll be forever unhappy with your place in this life because, you know, it's just the way it is. I mean, and the grass isn't greener. And it's funny when you miss a party and you hear about somebody going and you realize you didn't miss anything. And I think that comes up a lot, you know, when you think you're missing something or what have you. In the end, you're not. And a lot of times, if you just listen to your gut instinct and do what you need to do, you'll always be where you need to be at. And sometimes you just have to kind of tune in to that message, you know, tune in Tokyo. So, you know, tonight, I hope people, like, really got a different perspective. When you're dealing with the holidays and creating new cool things and really awesome positive stuff from your heart really goes a long way to helping yourself and creating a, you know, a loving, lasting life that you have that you can really be proud of. You know, next week on Perspectives, we're talking about New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve, everybody! You know, what to do? What is too much to do? You know, what's not enough? Because it's New Year's Eve! It's a big deal! And it's normal. It's normal if you're wondering if you're the only person that's missing out, or if you're wondering if you're going to miss something, or if you're wondering if you're not doing the right thing, or should you be going to this big ballroom thing, or should you be doing this five-course meal, or what should you do? Because, you know, a lot of us put a lot of, you know, power in this particular day. So we're going to talk about, you know, what needs to be thought about and what doesn't. So I think it's been awesome. Dan, Bill, it's great having you.
Thanks very much, Ashley.
I love working with y'all, man. We are an awesome team because we're back, baby. We're back. So stay tuned because Perspectives will Ashley Burgess talking about New Year's resolutions and New Year's Eve. We'll be back next week and we can't wait. So we'll be back in three shakes. Here comes Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus.
Mph, feeling the wind in your hair, smelling the roses at 30 miles per hour, never worrying about parking, lightweight, sturdy, and the feeling of freedom at your hands. Bringing the past into the future. Jake's Custom Motorbikes is now offering custom, unique, and affordable alternative transportation, like the Harleys and Indians of yesteryear. Brand new lightweight motorized bikes for under $3,000. Starting at $750, the JakeBike.com offers made for you custom motorized bicycles, the newest craze in alternative, fuel efficient transportation with style. Check out the JakeBike.com to order yours today. That's TheJakeBike.com. Mention KLIF for a 10% discount on your custom motorized bike. Jake's Custom Motorbikes. TheJakeBike.com.